You're listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times, and I'm really happy to tell you that Dr. Quentin Henning is with me once again, this time to talk about Lion One Metals. I saw it's trading earlier today in a pretty wretched day for gold stocks, but it was at around 96 cents when I last checked, 155.8 million shares out, giving it a market cap right around $150 million in U.S. money. Symbol is LIO in Toronto and LOMLF in the States. Thank you for joining me again, Quentin.
Always a pleasure, Jay.
It is always a pleasure to have you on, and especially when things are going well, and so many of the things that you're involved with, starting with Novo Resources, have really been going on very well. And because of Novo and your work in that part of the world, you learned to know a lot about Lion One and got very excited about that. So we want to catch up with you and find out what your thoughts are now. Starting out, maybe comment a little bit on COVID-19, because I think that really slowed down the news flow from Lion One, I think, didn't it?
It has had an impact, yes. Look, I'm going to kind of give a recap since COVID, you know, fell upon all of us. Mm-hmm. So going back to March of last year, when basically the world went into lockdown, Fiji, you know, took extra precaution. You know, Fiji has a history with pandemics where, you know, they've had some bad experience, and they certainly wanted to protect a population, which is fully justified. It did have a big impact in our ability to get materials, supplies in. But nonetheless, we were able to drill, and we made that discovery. Look, one of our chief objectives, in spite of COVID, was to drill the deep target that what we call CSAMT gradient, mm-hmm. which we reckon was potential structure that hosted high grade. We did mm-hmm. drill that. So around the end of July last year, we had a very big intercept, something like 12.7 meters of 56 grams, if memory serves, in a deeper rooted structure, you know, presumably a feeder structure. That helped the company. Enabled the company to raise some money, importantly. You know, so now the company is well cashed up. They have a little over $60 million in the bank. Mm. And, you know, we have been able to get additional rigs on site. So, like you said earlier, we do have 6 rigs now operating. This includes 2 surface rigs that have deep capacity, 2 surface rigs that are shallower capacity, and then we have 2 underground rigs, both operating. So all 6 rigs are operating right now. Mm-hmm. To kind of recap things, look, it was an extremely wet year last year, too. The wet season's from December through early May, I call it. It was extremely wet, so that hampered efforts, but we did persist drilling. We got some news out here recently from results from I believe it includes drill holes from all 6 rigs. Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay, so what's happening with the company? Well, due to the recent COVID lockdown in Fiji, we had to kind of park things up by and large for a few weeks, about 3 or 4 weeks. We are back to drilling, but it slowed us down once again. The country is not letting commercial flights come in and out, so we're looking at how we're going to move our newly hired staff in, but I'm sure we'll figure something out here. But in the meantime, on site, we have all 6 drills turning. It is the middle of the dry season, or I guess the early start to the dry season, and we're operating at full capacity. It's a delight to see the Fijian crew on site, really pull it together and perform. With all 6 rigs, every day I wake up, I got basically an inbox full of updates, from the drill progress. So it's nice to see that good, solid progress is being made. The most recent results, I'll just do a little recap if that helps folks. But one of the objectives, like I said, we got 2 surface rigs, both capable of doing deep capacity holes, was to test the UR4 load. I think we've reach conclusion that the UR4 is the host structure for the high grade that we hit last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we did hit it again, okay? In hole 526, we hit 6 meters of 9.1 gram. Now,
mm-hmm.
this was quite a ways away, okay? This is like 200 meters and change along strike and also higher than the hole 500 hit last year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically confirming that, you know, the structure is well mineralized along strike in a new area. It's not as high grade, but, you know, 6 meters and 9.1 gram is not bad. Now, we do have other holes that are going to target that area. In fact, one hole right now, hole 528, should be reaching that area. We released some results from hole 528 in the last news release. It was actually in progress still, okay? So it was, you know, it's
partial.
Drilling has resumed on that hole, okay? So that hole should target the same high-grade structure here soon. So, you know, touch wood, I think, you know, if we hit that again, that will be encouraging. What's really encouraging in my view is that UR4 is definitely shaping up to be a robust structure. You know, when you see several hundred meters of continuous strike on the structure mm-hmm. like that, and then very, very good grades and widths, it's quite encouraging. So, I'm very optimistic. The picture is starting to take shape. Now, what else is going on inside the company? The team is currently growing. Okay, it's now Stephen Mann, who's been with the company for a long time. He's done a fantastic job in Fiji. He's really helped establish Line 1 in the country and help get this project going. He is going to gradually step aside over the next few months, and then some new folks are joining the company, notably a fellow named Patrick Hickey, mm-hmm. who's American, has a long history of building mines, worked for Newmont. In fact, I was at Newmont the same time as Patrick. I've known him for quite some time. Patrick will be moving to Fiji. He's dedicated to move to Fiji to see a mine built. Okay, so this is a big step for the company. If people mm-hmm. miss that message, that is the message. You know, they basically are making a commitment here to go into production, right? So this is good. But also another gentleman, Sergio Catalani,
mm-hmm.
He's Canadian. I've known Sergio, again, for many, many years. He's had a great track record. He's a geologist who worked for Cisco, and he also worked for Castle, you know, mines down in mm-hmm. California. He drilled mm-hmm. out that. He's really, really good at the advanced level drill out, you know, and effectively mine development stage mm-hmm. geologic work. Okay, so again, the message is you got a team coming in who know how to build mines. All mm-hmm. right, so that message I need to underscore.
Mm-hmm.
The ability to get people into Fiji, you know, given COVID right now, is a little vexing, but mm-hmm. I think Fijians will gradually loosen up here, and I think we'll be able to get them in within the next few weeks. But once they do, both are committed to staying there for the long haul and making sure this thing changes, you know, I should say grows from a currently just pure exploration play into mm-hmm. an exploration and mining play. All right, so mm-hmm. this is a wonderful trajectory. I know the people. I feel very confident in their abilities and dedication, and I think, if anything, Line 1 is an exceptional opportunity, investment opportunity at this time.
Yeah, it's certainly the lack of news has probably gone along with the decline in the share price, so it might be a great time for people to pay attention to it again. I'm just wondering, Quentin, if you could just sort of summarize by saying you've got six drills now. I'm guessing that two of them are shallower drills. They might be looking to explore on surface a long strike for other similar structures as what you're working on now and where the resource is coming from. You have deep drills. So just maybe talk about the objectives of the current okay. drill program.
Yeah, that's a good question. Like, there's really three now, okay? The two surface rigs that drill shallow holes are basically infilling areas that are anticipated to become a focus for mining here soon.
Sure.
So those,
sure.
those rigs are very, they're going to be dedicated to that program for okay. a long time to come.
Mm-hmm.
The two underground rigs, likewise, they're going to be drilling, mainly going to be drilling incremental infill holes around areas that should become part of a mining scenario over the next few months. Okay, so those two rigs are going to go at it, to help develop the mine. The two deep capacity rigs, these are the two that drill from surface down to depth. One of them is going to remain at Tuvalu and finish or continue drilling offsets to the high-grade feeder, this UR4 load. And then the other one is actually going up to Banana Creek here shortly, which is really exciting because we now have ability to drill some of the deeper tests. We have some beautiful CSMT gradients at Banana Creek that are very similar to those that we saw last year at Tuvalu. And given the footprint of gold mineralization at Banana Creek, where we literally have many hundreds of meters of wide area of veins coming to surface, we think that there's basically like branches of a tree, that there's a trunk down there somewhere. So we're going to swing for the fence and drill some deep holes under Banana Creek, and hopefully we find a completely new Tuvalu type vein system. Way up there, it's fully like 3.5 kilometers from the existing resource. So if we start to see that come together, this is the growth that we need to show Tuvalu has potential to be a multi-million ounce gold system.
Right, and it's I believe the targets are around a caldera, if I'm right.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. There could be several of those targets, I guess, in the future, is what I understand.
Very good evidence. We have geophysical data. We have geochemical data that says there's about 7 kilometers of strike to the system, clear across the caldera. This big leap that we're going to take up to Banana Creek is really the first time any deep holes have been put anywhere outside of the Tuvalu area. So this is a big, big step, but a big first test. It should tell us if this system is going to grow by leaps and bounds this year.
And are all six drills turning now, or they're,
probably? They are.
They are. And in spite of the fact, okay. And it's natives are doing the drilling.
Yeah, the native Fijians are working on the drills. We have really good crews, by the way. Most people don't realize it, but Fiji is host to the Vatikola deposit. So you have a lot of skilled mine-type operators in Fiji there. And these are absolutely fantastic. I get to meet with them every Wednesday evening. We have a weekly call, and they're just delightful people. They're absolutely delightful people to work with.
Wonderful. All right. Well, we'll keep our eyes on, and what should we be watching for? I guess it may be a while before we start seeing some drill results, given the backlogs on
No, look, what I was trying to say earlier is that we do have six rigs operating, and we have a very focused program from here on out. So, for example, hole 528, is one of our deeper holes, and like I said, it should be getting down to target depth here soon. We have several underground rigs holes that are going right now that are going to test incremental extensions to some of the loads in the area around where we plan to go mine. I think we'll see some results out of those. And then the deep hole for Banana Creek is going to start here shortly, and That's really exciting. Look, what's really beautiful, they have their own assay lab in Fiji.
Right? Oh, okay. Right.
And so, once they drill a hole, I would say, as soon as core comes out of the ground, it's probably 2 to 4 days turnaround time to get assays. So not in the same predicament as many other parts of the world.
Okay. All right. Well, that's important to know.
I would not say this is going to take long to start seeing some numbers coming out.
All right. Well, that's a very important thing for those of us that like to time our investments, for sure. All right. Well, very good. Thanks, Quentin, for the update. It's a very exciting story, no doubt about that. And we'll look to keep up with you in the future, you or someone from the company anyway. So thanks so much.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, folks. Well, that is it for this segment. But don't go away, because Bob Moriarty is going to be with us. That's one of Dr. Quentin Henning's greatest admirers, I must say. Even written a book that's largely about Dr. Henning. What came of the crow, I believe, is the title of it. And what became of the crow? We'll talk to Bob Moriarty right after the break, so don't go away.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Lion One Metals is focused on high-grade gold in Fiji, led by legendary Canadian financier Walter Barakoff. Lion One is permitted for production and drilling for discoveries in one of the most exciting high-grade gold projects in the prolific South Pacific Ring of Fire. Lion One trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LIO and on the OTCQX under the symbol LOMLF. Go to our website at liononemetals.com for more information about Lion One Metals and high-grade gold in Fiji.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.